This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A House Oversight and Accountability Subcommittee holds a historic hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, often referred to as UFOs. Lawyers have heard from witnesses, including former U.S. military and intelligence community personnel. CBS's Natalie Brand.
A whistleblower who formerly worked on the Defense Department's UAP task force, David Grush, claims he was denied access to information on a government UFO crash retrieval program, something the Pentagon disputes.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to.
A recent report revealed the government is investigating more than 650 potential sightings.
Hunter Biden's plea deal is on hold after a federal judge raises concerns over the terms of the agreement on two federal misdemeanor tax charges and a felony gun possession charge. He has entered a not guilty plea. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Republicans have been emphatic and unequivocal over the recent months, saying that this plea agreement was a sweetheart deal, that it not only had that deferred prosecution agreement, which is exceptionally rare in federal criminal cases, but averted prison time.
The judge has told both sides to address her concerns and come back next month. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 0.25 percentage point, the latest hike in its effort to tame inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
CBS's Jim Krasula with the latest on residents of a city who are facing a water crisis.
It's been 6 days since the 40,000 residents of the Memphis, Tennessee suburb of Germantown have been told not to drink or use their tap water. That came after diesel fuel spilled into a local reservoir.
Really just not giving us any information about what's going on with that is troublesome.
I would like to know more or less how long we can expect this to go on.
No one can answer that question. The city continues to distribute bottled water. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A delegation of Niger military officers have announced on state TV a coup against the president. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called for President Mohamed Bazoum's release.
We are gravely concerned about the developments in Niger. And as I mentioned, I spoke with President Bazoum a few hours ago and made clear that we strongly support him as the democratically elected president of the country.
Autopsies on three U.S. Marines found unresponsive in a car at a North Carolina gas station reveal they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The lance corporals, ages 19 to 23, were found Sunday morning in a privately owned car outside a Speedway gas station in Hempstead. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're hiring,
it can feel like... Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in. Typically, 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating, considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people, 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs.
But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I'm so cool. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I'm so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The Jason Aldean of it all. If you didn't know that name 2 weeks ago, you probably know it now. There has been a little bit of a controversy over not only just the song, because truly the song itself was released without very much fanfare.
A couple of months ago.
But the music video over the last week and a half, has lots of people taking sides and doubling down. And it's gotten to the point where I feel like we have to talk about it. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, we will probably explain it in the next couple of minutes. But if you have feelings about Jason Aldean's new music video, try that in a small town. If you think it is pro-violence, if you think it is racist, if you think the whole thing is overblown, if you think it's a great song and it represents you, we would love to hear your opinions and your takes on the zeitgeist that is not only this song, but I also think this is a bigger conversation around country, pop country music. And what country music is today and who their fans are, because there was an incident at Country Thunder over the weekend that is also kind of tied into this. But I feel like all three of us have thoughts and feelings. So there's no destination with this conversation. I have a feeling it's going to go a lot of different directions, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And I will start with, if I'm being totally honest, this feels very overblown for me. That it feels like another thing where it's like, can we focus? Like, why is this the thing that has this many opinion pieces and it's giving fodder to everyone to double down on their side and have strong opinions? And like, I feel like, and I also am not a country music fan, right? So I am not the target audience. I had to read more about it. It's like, oh yeah, he's the guy who was performing when the Vegas thing happened. I really, if you told me, I couldn't tell you the top like country stars right now. So finding out that he is one of the top guys came as a surprise for me. So it's like, I'm out of this world in the first place. But as I'm reading all these different sides and stuff like that, and it's not that it's, I don't think it's a very good song, but I'm also not a country music fan. And so I'm torn if this is the hill that some people want to die on as far as how big of a deal this is. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're entirely wrong, because nothing would have really come to light had CMT not pulled the video.
And that's where this all started, right?
Yep. CMT, Country Music Television, pulled the video. for their own reasons, which
we don't know. They've yet to make a comment on why.
You know, they're not, well, country music artists are not in the game of really playing controversial with their videos. So I don't think in any way, I don't know Mr. Aldean, but my guess, he wasn't sitting there going, can we make sure that everything about this video is up to code? Yeah. He's just like, we're going to stand in front of a building in Georgia, 'cause that's where I'm from. And if you look at his guitar neck, it says Aldean, the A has like, it's like a college logo instead. It's like, he's a guy of his state.
Yeah.
So I think it was more CMT getting some pushback or maybe doing some proactive work on their part. This song doesn't really, it doesn't get hyper, like, in my opinion, controversial. Like it sticks along the line of like, I'm from a small town. Yeah. I like small things, like beer and trucks and blah, blah, blah.
Cliche, you know? cliche.
Exactly. it's like, you know, and so I'm not surprised that he's kind of like, what? What's going
like,
on now?
Why is this a big deal? Like, why am I? But now he's benefiting from it because it's like number one or number two.
It's number two on the charts, and people are attaching it to their pelts of other hills they're dying on at all costs,
and owning the libs.
And you know, we got all sorts of people joining in the fun. Some unexpected people joining in the fun, but I don't think, you know, at the eye of the storm is him. And I truly think he is dumbfounded. Like, I didn't really mean to. I'm just singing a song. And honestly, he didn't write the song.
He didn't write the song.
So my guess is he saw this song. He's like, all right, go try that in a small town. Just, oh, man. But, and the thing is, here's a question I have. It's like, I don't know Mr. Aldean's politics.
Oh, he's pretty notoriously right.
He is? Okay. All right. Never mind. I was going to say, it's that thing of like, when the idea of him doing the song next live, like next time he does it live, people are going to go crazy. And he goes, mm-hmm. Are they going crazy for the song? Or they, oh no. You know what I mean? Like when you like very, very weird connection years ago, former Brewers pitcher, Josh Hader got into some trouble for some tweets he tweeted when he was 16. Mm-hmm. I went to the first game he appeared at after that whole thing happened. He got a standing ovation, and my friend Dana Ehrman, fantastic comic. We were at the game together, and we both looked at each other and go, does this ovation just feel very, very bad? And she's like, oh yeah, this isn't about your pitching. This is you beat them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what the thing is, like, now he has to deal with this song being attached to it, where these super duper fighters are gonna be like, yeah, you play that song. He's like, I'm gonna play the song anyways. I'm not gonna stop playing the song.
All right, we got Joe on the phone. Joe from Appleton. What do you think about the Jason Aldean song?
Oh, ladies, I have been waiting for you to bring this topic up.
Have you? First, sorry to make you wait.
I have. That's okay. I forgive you. First of all, this is one of those instances where folks like me who think this is a crap song really should just shut up about it, because the reason it's getting so big is because of the pushback. So if we were wise, we would just ignore it. That said, while we're on the topic, two thoughts. First of all, Mr. Aldean is not from a small town. He's from Macon, Georgia, of about 160,000 people. Now, I grew up in a town that's about one-fifth the size of Macon, Georgia, and I don't consider my hometown to be a small town. So this guy is just a poser. But second of all, if he's claiming that this is just to extol the virtues of small town life. Well, Mellencamp did that 40 years ago, and he did it just fine. This here is a, we wish we could kill the people we don't like we used to, carol. I mean, when you get into the chorus of the song, I got the lyrics right in front of me. I was like, well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. So he's singing about a gang chasing down these people and doing God knows what, but it ain't pleasant stuff. Anyway, I should probably shut up about it now because I'm just adding fuel to the fire. But thank you for bringing it up so I can give my one last primal scream about this.
Wow.
Joe, that was one of the best call-in rants I think we've ever had.
It was cogent. It was
it was funny.
Did you 10 out of 10. Practice this?
He's been sitting on it for a while.
He's a lawyer. He knows how to word.
I won't say I didn't practice all of it. Maybe I did. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
So people have been saying like, oh, Jason Aldean isn't from a small town. No, that's true. Here's the thing though, with country music, that doesn't matter. That's not a part of the equation. Now, should a Jason Aldean had looked at the song and said, I'm not sure about this? Yes. Whether or not it connects with who he is as a person, absolutely not. Because, I mean, take away all genres besides country. Country music is notorious, especially nowadays in the past 25, 30, 40 years, people who have no connection to what they're singing about these songs.
Yeah.
Because it's a songwriters-based art. And you have these artists who are picking songs from publishing houses. So the fact people like want to say like he's not from a small town, that's less the problem.
Besides the point, thanks for the call, Joe. We're gonna let you go, but and that's pop music too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like you know, there's stories about Kelly Clarkson. I think she one of the songs was written by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
and it was like one of her top songs, right? So it's like songs get traded, and there's like there are songwriters.
That doesn't alleviate the responsibility for him to look at the lyrics and go, this might not be.
But what I challenge on that, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the song that has been all over the news for the last week and a half, has a bunch of people choosing sides. Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. And we'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. Because his defense of the song is basically, I am from a small town. I do feel like this is like, it's like how he defended coming out about it. He didn't necessarily say, but he kind of did. He basically kind of insinuated like, I am of these types of people in this kind of community. And so I feel like he's trying to represent himself inside of the song, I agree. 150,000. That's bigger than Green Bay.
I mean, that's fine. You can try to do that. I can say that as well. I come from, you know, I grew up in the suburbs, but I'm of a certain type.
You grew
type
up in Waukesha. Do you think Waukesha is a small town?
No, not at all. I wouldn't call myself a small town person. I call myself a suburbanite.
Yeah.
But I also am descendant of people who like lived in small towns. That once again doesn't alleviate the responsibility as a songwriter or as an artist of saying maybe these aren't the best lyrics to sing out in this world. But then again, if he's really notoriously hard, right, then maybe he knew exactly what he was doing. Because let's face it, I mean, Jason Aldean he's a big star, but he's not as big as he was 10 years ago. And maybe he wanted to get the controversy. He doesn't have to care. At the end of the day, he's going to make money off of it. His record label's going to make money off of it, that kind of thing. So,
all right, we got to go to break, but we would love to hear from you of your thoughts on the Try That in a Small Town music video controversy. Do you have feelings? Should it be taken off the air? You can't wait to sing it at his next concert. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's getting dark. It's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, 'cause Mama's got the pill. Oh, Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, 'cause Mama's got the pill.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Right now, it's 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm worried about, you know, these 641 appointments being held up at the Pentagon. It seems like a senator does want to put a hold on a personal decision. There's a lot of those. You're not going to get them to get rid of that. But if you define it right as personnel and not policy related, holds can be put on for the personnel who's being in that, being promoted, but not for policy reasons. And then you change the rule to make it that specific, and then you get past this senator. That's my solution to the problem. What do you think?
No, I appreciate you calling in, and that is a segment for today, which we are going to hit right now, because you raise it. It's a very, very good segment. And here's the deal. Tommy Tuberville is the clown from Alabama. He's a treacherous clown. He's a chicken hawk. He never served himself. And this is he speaking, not me. He said that a white supremacist is simply an American, and a white supremacist is simply a Trump supporter. Those are his words from Alabama. He has put in what's called a hold on the promotions of flag officers, which are the general and admiral level heads of our military services. There are 250 of them he's held up so far. There will be 650 of them by the end of the year. He said he will never withdraw his hold until the Army changes its abortion policy. If they have a female service member who's pregnant, and let's say she's having health issues, serious health issues. I mean, she could have an ectopic pregnancy. She should have a fetus which has died. She's in danger of getting sepsis. And she's stationed in a state like Oklahoma or Texas that has outlaws abortion. They will get her transferred to a state where she can be served. Tommy Tuberville doesn't want that. She's stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. She's going to get sepsis. She should die there, according to Tommy Tuberville. However, Tommy Tuberville is a liar, because that really is not his main focus in this. Tommy Tuberville, and he has enough allies in the Republican Party, say the new space center, multi-million-billion-dollar space center, should be built in Alabama, not in Colorado. Right now, it's set to be in Colorado. There already is a space facility in Alabama. He wants another one. Also, what else does he want? the FBI is going to build a new building set to be built in Washington, D.C., which is where a lot of the national leadership is. He wants that to be built in Alabama. The problem is when the Republicans demanded that some of the Department of the Interior buildings be built in rural areas out west, a lot of people quit. They didn't want to move their families. The administration knows best where the most efficient way, place to put one of these buildings is. And this isn't the whole Republican leadership doing this. This is one guy. So whether you call it personnel or policy, Bob, I don't think that's the answer. It is unconstitutional for one senator to be able to shut down a portion of the U.S. government. Why do I say that? Because we have a Congress in the Constitution, it's set, that operates on majority rule. But the Senate, really unlike the House, have such a high opinion of themselves, they have put in two rules that have paralyzed the government. One is the filibuster. They say, well, you need 60 of us to do anything instead of just majority. And secondly, even worse, there are 100 of us, any one can shut down the government. And you go, well, how do you do that? Well, here's how they do it. They have unlimited speaking privileges, again, by rule. So the guy will say, all right, there's 650 flag officers. I want to talk about each one, and I'm going to talk about them for a long time. Then as I fall faint on the floor, I'm going to shout, I yield my time to the gentleman from Missouri, Hawley, who's another right-wing treacherous nut. And he will talk for, you see what I mean? You can't do things that way. It is unconstitutional for these senators, out of vanity and their personal prestige, to get into a room when nobody could watch them and they bow to each other. And they say, my lord, you may shut down the government. We ask that you act judiciously. And the guy bows back. Yes, my lord, my lady, I will do that. Because they are called the oldest club in the world. But a caller pointed out something the other day that's very true. What happens if one of them is serving a foreign country? What happens if one of them is bribed? Saudi Arabia just bought professional golf. Now in Sports Illustrated, there's a fear that they may buy the NBA. Because not everybody is Giannis Antetokounmpo making $250 million. A lot of these guys are making $1 million, $1.5 million. Guy from Saudi Arabia comes and says, how'd you like to have a $10 million bonus right now? We can't let the Saudi Arabians in doing this stuff. They are also deep into our politics. Tommy Tuberville is not an American. He's a citizen. Okay. He does not about the United States. He's a supporter of Putin. Supporter of Russia. He is not a supporter of the U.S. Why are we letting him hold up his pinky and say, I'm not promoting any officers? That demoralizes the enlisted men, too, and ladies, or soldiers. The Army is down 25% as recruitment. Why are the Senate doing this? Because out of vanity and prestige, it's a rule. It's an unconstitutional rule. But if you went to court on it, the six tarantulas would stick with the Republican Party. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I just gave you an example. Where are the senators in this country, the other 99, who are getting up? Even one of them is saying, get rid of this rule. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. So what is the story with recent UFO sightings? A House subcommittee held a hearing on that. It heard from a retired Navy commander about a 2004 training mission encounter with what he described as a tic-tac-shaped object.
The technology that we faced was far superior than anything that we had.
A snag in that controversial Justice Department deal involving the president's son, Hunter Biden.
The federal judge, Mary Ellen Noreika, has told the court
that she is deferring a decision on the plea agreement for the president's son. She said she cannot accept or reject it. She's asked the parties for additional information.
Correspondent Catherine Herridge in Wilmington. The cost of borrowing is going up again, another 0.25%, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
After pausing at the June meeting, the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates. That is the highest level for the federal funds rate since early 2001.
CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti. All right.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Want to talk about something that was in the news today? In fact, it was on the news as we came on the air. Hunter Biden, want to talk about the plea deal question? Get into the weeds on it. Give you some idea of what is going on. Hunter Biden and the prosecutor, David Weiss in Delaware. David Weiss, a good lawyer. He's also a Trump appointee as U.S. attorney. When Joe Biden came in, it's customary that all U.S. attorneys tender their resignations. The new president either accepts some and not others or whatever. In this particular case, he was investigating Hunter Biden because that had been launched by the Trump administration. And so Joe Biden is a fair guy. And he said, okay, you're in the middle of that. It's my son. I basically have a conflict of interest on that one, so I'm not going to make any changes. Go ahead. You know, find out the truth. David Weiss, good lawyer, and he finally agreed with Hunter Biden to a plea agreement. And the plea agreement was on paying taxes late, it would be a misdemeanor, two misdemeanors for 2 years, and it would be probation. In other words, he wouldn't go to jail. And then Hunter Biden has a drug problem. He was a drug addict, and he's fighting that addiction. When he was a drug addict, he bought a gun. You can buy a gun. I can buy a gun. But if you're a drug addict, you can't buy a gun. And he didn't disclose that he was a drug addict. On that one, David Weiss, the prosecutor, said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Because you don't put drug addicts in jail because they bought a gun when they shouldn't have. They're usually subject to what's called a diversion agreement. And it goes like this. Keep your nose clean for 2 years. Be subject to surprise drug tests. They tell you to come in and they take your blood sample. And if you keep your nose clean and are not convicted of anything in 2 years and haven't taken drugs, we will dismiss the charge and they won't go after you. That's very, very common. Very, very common with alcoholics, with drug addicts and all that. They go into court today. While they were in court, it was presented by Weiss and by Biden's lawyer as a plea deal on both counts. And the judge, in my opinion, correctly, and by the way, the judge is a Trump appointee, and I looked up her stuff, and she's a competent judge. She said, look, on the diversion agreement, if you expect me to have to then rule if he violated the agreement and should be charged, I don't think that's constitutional. That's up to the prosecutor. And they talked about it back and forth. And then they said there was a dispute over whether Hunter Biden, by pleading to the misdemeanors for taxes, because in 2017 and 2018, he owed $100,000 in taxes each year and then paid them late with interest and penalties. And on the drug addict gun deal, it was up to the U.S. attorney whether to re-prosecute him if they thought that he failed a drug test. So he entered a not guilty plea for 14 days. She said, you have 14 days and then come back here. Tell me how you're going to handle it. I'm pretty confident the way they're going to handle it. All the indications are that he will plead guilty to the two tax charges, receive probation, and then on the other, instead of submitting it to the court, which was a little unusual, but they wanted to be transparent, the U.S. attorney will say to them in an agreement that the judge does not have to bless, I will hold open the charge on the gun when you were a drug addict. We're going to take your blood by surprise every couple of whatever. And if you don't test for drugs again and you haven't been convicted, then we'll dismiss it. Then the question is, what happens going forward on any other charges? In other words, the Republicans have charged that Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas were wrong, were a criminal. Okay. This doesn't preclude a further investigation of that, but that was looked at by crooked William Barr. Remember, lying William Barr, the DA, the attorney general under Trump? And he found that there was nothing to it. So go ahead and investigate. We're going to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Jack.
Well, first of all, this is a non-story, in my opinion. How many other private citizens have been to court on tax or drug charges that you've never heard about? My answer is, you know, virtually all of them. and that's what Hunter Biden is. He's a private citizen. Since unlike virtually all of Trump's family, who couldn't even pass a security check, Hunter's not in this administration. But my opinion, this is more the garbage that's put onto the media, and it's a distraction, and it's a distraction from the real elephant in the room. And yes, that pun is intended. And that elephant is this. Those who are documented as fraudulent electors from the Republican Party are now beginning to be indicted. These are people who were involved, and it was obviously a conspiracy at the highest levels of that party. And some of them are currently at those levels, state party chairs, senators, and election commissioners. And it was a plot to politically take over the government of the United States. And to my knowledge, not one single major Republican political figure has even mentioned it, much less urged congressional hearings or condemned it even. That's what we've got to pay attention to here, because this will happen again. And it's not particularly subtle at this point. You know, it's not fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. They're rumbling in on elephant hooves, shall we say?
Jack, that's an excellent point. And let me dovetail that into what we were just talking about Hunter Biden. One of the reasons why the Republicans are emphasizing the Hunter Biden issue is Kevin McCarthy, has a right-wing group, something like 70 of them in the caucus. They started out a few weeks ago by introducing legislation to expunge Trump's impeachments. Expunge them. You can expunge them. They happened. He was impeached. He was not convicted in the Senate because it takes 17 Republicans, and they only got 8 or 9 in the second impeachment. That's 58 or 9% of the Senate voted to convict him. Then they've switched, and now the new mantra, and you're going to hear it, is that they are getting serious about impeaching Joe Biden. And they're using the Trump, they're using the prosecutions of Trump as a background to try to drown it out with noise by going after Joe Biden in impeachment. The Republican senators don't want that because they know it's not going to work, and it's going to make vulnerable Republican congressmen and senators even more vulnerable. But that's what these clowns are doing. Now, remember a couple of things, and what Jacob Merrimack said is exactly right. Roger Stone owed millions in taxes, and he just got a civil lawsuit and paid interest and penalties, millions. Hunter Biden owed $100,000 for 2 years in a row, and he's going to get 2 criminal charges. They're misdemeanors. Most people, if they don't pay taxes, but then end up paying them with interest and penalties, the vast majority don't get prosecuted. There are no drug addicts that I know who bought a gun who aren't given some kind of diversion or leniency thing. He didn't use the gun on anybody. So that's what this is all about. On the issue of the foreign stuff, foreign business dealings, listen, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians to, quote, invest, end quote. He's not an investor. And you may think, well, okay, he has to give it back to him. No, he doesn't. They get 2% a year as a fee, he does, just for doing this. 2% of $2 billion is $40 million. He gets $40 million a year for hiring a few secretaries and having a few computer terminals. He can take all the chances he wants. And if he scores, he also gets 1.5% of any amount over the S&P 500 index. But if he blows it and loses the whole thing, he's still got $40 million a year. Nobody in the Republican Party is mentioning that. The Trump family is crooked. But I understand that the so's-your-old man defense isn't the right thing. That's exactly right. I think Hunter Biden should be investigated. If he did something wrong, he should pay the price. There's no question. But what they are trying to do is a smokescreen. And the one final thing before we go to the line right now, I want to echo what Jacob Merrimack said. Right now, they're trying to drown out with noise the fact that Jack Smith is about to indict Donald Trump. But what about the fake electors in Wisconsin? What about Ron Johnson, who had the Michigan state electors in his pocket and funneled them to Pence? What about Voss and Fitzgerald, who set up the hearing? The meeting, and the 10 electors, a former chairman of the Republican Party, Spindell, a Wisconsin election commissioner, the chairs or vice chairs of many of the congressional district Republican parties. Why aren't they being prosecuted? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're being prosecuted in Michigan. They're being prosecuted, about to be prosecuted in Georgia. Let's get off the stick here. Let's get off the stick. These people have got to be prosecuted. We can't continue to sit back and do nothing. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're all worried about Hunter Biden and his weapons charge. What about Derek Van Orden, who hauled a loaded firearm, you know, that on at least one occasion, and an unloaded firearm on another occasion, undeclared, and that he hasn't been charged for that? I mean, did he pay? Did he cop to a misdemeanor there? I mean, it is just the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
of these
Mark, you're talking about. Hold on. You're talking about Van Orden in Des Moines. He carried a loaded firearm right through, or tried to get it right through. And I think he was convicted of a misdemeanor. So, but nobody mentions that. And I'm about to go back to the lines, but here to my friends in the third district, even in the Republican Party, what are you doing? You have a guy that took a loaded firearm through a Des Moines airport. You think that's okay? You think the rules don't apply to him? What are you doing over there in the Republican Party? Don't you have anybody who hasn't carried a loaded gun through Des Moines airport, any airport? What are you guys doing? Mary from Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mary?
Oh, hi, Matt. So I think there are three things here. Number one, the GOP is following their regular playbook where they want to basically slander the Joe Biden, hoping that they can destroy him like they did Hillary Clinton. And I don't think it's really working this time, but that's what so much about this is. And number two, Michael Cohen and Lev Parnas, and Parnas was like the henchman for Giuliani. They actually have a YouTube video from February 25th, 2023. And Lev Parnas was actually sent to Ukraine to get the dirt on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And he says basically what happened is that the FSB or some of Putin's, henchmen, that they set Hunter Biden up, and they were giving him drugs and setting him up with women, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody can go to YouTube and watch that interview by Michael Cohen, who was Trump's attorney who went to jail for him. And that is a fascinating video. And then number three, so I've been making calls to the AG call and just asking, why are you not pressing charges? I've been doing this for about the last 6 months. Why not investigate them? And I just recently called and I was told to go onto the AG website and fill out a form asking why or asking for the AG to investigate and press charges. So that's what I've been doing. And I think the more people who do that will really push.
Thank you very much, Mary. We have to go to a break. I really appreciate your call. Very interesting information. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. Be back right after the break.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Right now, it's 73.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, and I want to emphasize what Mary of Madison just said. She called the AG's office, and they said, fill out a form on the website on who you want investigated. It should be the fake electors and Ron Johnson and Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss. So get out there and go on it. I'm going to take you in order. Don't hang up. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Gordy.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment as your opening remarks on Putin. PBS has a program, Frontline, that they did some investigative reporting. They did, I think it's three episodes about this guy. And the pure evil of this person has no soul. The only difference between he and Trump is that Trump smiles once in a while, even though they're both very evil people. But I would advise that any of your listeners to go back and get the PBS the series on Putin. And if every American person would watch this show, there would not be any more support us pulling off.
Excellent call, Gordy. I recommend that to everybody. Thank you. Tom of West Allis, my friend. You're next. What's your mind, eh, Tom?
Hi there. I'll make this quick. We're running out of time. I want to know why Taylor Greene is not being charged or at least censured or something for the Hunter Biden picks and going into a skiff and making notes, which is against the rules. And she flat out said she did it. Why is nothing happening with any of that? I mean, I know there's a civil now that Biden's going to do a civil thing against, but why isn't the Congress doing anything about that?
Excellent question. Let me answer right now before I go to the next caller. What you're talking about is there's a form called FD-1023, and every time you can call the FBI right now. And if you call them and you say that somebody you know who you don't like did something, even if you're not telling the truth, they write it down on an FD-1023. It's totally unsubstantiated, undocumented, and it's usually ginned up by your opponent. So on one of the FD-1023s that the FBI had, some guy called up who it turned out there were a couple of whistleblowers who were disciplined by the FBI and they're Trumpers. And they said Hunter Biden did this and Joe Biden. And he said that Joe Biden was on the phone. I couldn't hear Joe Biden on the phone, but I'm sure he was. OK, that's totally unsubstantiated. William Barr, Trump's attorney general, looked at it and said it was unsubstantiated. It was unusable. People got word of it. So McCarthy and the rest of the House subpoenaed it. The FBI didn't have to show it, but the FBI said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will go in and we'll put it in a skiff. And that's a secure, that's one of these things where you walk in, you can't bring a phone, you can't take a picture of it or an audio, and they hold it up, you read it, and then you have to give it back to the guy sitting there. So Marjorie Taylor Greene did do that. Chuck Grassley, by the way, in the Senate did that. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said that she'd memorized it. And then she said what it said. Grassley somehow, I think it sounds like he either got a copy of it or he dictated it right after it came out. And that's what McCarthy is using to try to impeach Joe Biden. it was a crooked deal. In other words, if your word is no good, that gets around. You can't do business. I'm going to give somebody some advice after having practiced, 40 years practicing law. You can have all the contracts in the world you want, but if you are dealing with somebody who is not honest, it doesn't do any good. Their word has to be good. McCarthy's word is not good. Marjorie Taylor Greene's word is not good. Chuck Grassley of Iowa's word is not good. But they put this thing out, it gets out on right-wing social media, and you don't, none of the context that I just gave you is used. And so they, oh my God, look at that, it's an FBI form. It's an FD-1023, which is one of these things where enemies and adversaries frequently call in to trash the other guy. That is what it is. But they are now raising that, saying now we have to have an impeachment debate to take the heat off of Trump, because Trump is about to be indicted for ginning up an insurrection to change the American government against the will of the people. That's what's going on right now. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
That's just the beginning of what Trump's party is going to do to Biden and his son and probably the VP. I just want to mention where the grain prices are going because of what Putin is doing in Ukraine, and it's going to hurt everybody. If you think it's only going to hurt the people in Europe and such, you're wrong. Wheat prices and prices of grain are going to take off here. So it'll hurt us all. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks. And I want to just pick up on that, too. Look, here's the deal. When you launch a 6,000-pound missile that's 40 feet long with 12,000 pounds, it's 6 tons, so 6 tons, and its warhead is 1 ton, and it was designed to take out an aircraft carrier, and you're sitting launching it from a bomber 300 miles away in Russia, and it's coming down on Odessa, which is, I think, smaller than Milwaukee. What the hell do you think is going to happen? It's not a guided missile thing. It goes in indiscriminately. It would hit the universities here. It would hit businesses. You couldn't live here. Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine because they can't have it. They can't beat the Ukrainians. They want to destroy it. We have got to give Ukraine military means to push the Russians back. We've given them anti-aircraft stuff. Wisco Paul points out that when you destroy tens of thousands of tons, a ton is 2,000 pounds. So multiply 2,000 by tens of thousands. Grain produces 15% of the grain, the wheat in the world. And the first people who get screwed are Africa and Asia. But yeah, prices are going to go up here in the United States and everywhere else. The man is a sadist. The man is trying to destroy food. It's very similar in past centuries where they might go in to just kill the livestock, the cows. Small village, they kill everybody's cow and they can't survive. That is the way sadists work. Genocidal maniacs work. Russia has not produced a culture worth exporting since the 19th century. They have had nothing but Stalin and Putin. A lot more to talk about, but we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for Devil's Advocate, Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Great show. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.